from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Welcome back. An appropriate song. Appropriate song as we head into the Eagles season with some Georgia guys that need to make an impact. Our broadcast in live today from 94 WAB's Camp Comeback at the Novacare Complex, driven by Hitch RV. Hitch RV, your premier family-owned dealership. For locations, go to hitchrv.com. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. We got a discussion to get to here. We'll get back to your phone calls in the Phillies. Who are you blaming the most for the slide? It's Bryce Harper and the Stars for me, and a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy League. But Hugh, we have a lot going on here. I mean, there's...
It just ramped up quickly.
It did ramp up. So we told you earlier the interception streak is over. Jalen Hurts threw a pick about 20 minutes ago to Darius Slay. I saw it happen live. But now we're getting some boots on the ground reporting here, to really honing in on what happened. So, Hugh, we're hearing from reliable sources that Elliott Shore Park slammed his notebook down when the pick happened.
He was in his field.
And, according to that same source, Darius Slay pointed right at Elliott.
So he listens to the show.
Well, the Eagles players...
He looks at the tweets.
Pretending they don't know about this. Yeah. That might not be true. So you have that. But we have potential controversy here. So Jeff McClain... Now, I'm glad it wasn't Elliott, because it would seem like Elliott's trying to kind of fudge the stats his own good. But Jeff McClain, who's an impartial observer here...
Don't care about nobody.
Nope. He tweeted that Bryce Huff may have gotten credit for a sack, Hugh, before Jalen threw the interception, which would then render
negate the interception.
Yes, so the streak would still be on. I think next time Sirianni speaks, we need to get him on the record whether he counted that as a sack or not.
I mean, come on now. You know Jeff's going to ask that question.
Well, I want Elliott to ask something? The question.
Well, yeah,
Elliott. I want someone to ask the question.
Well, we know Jeff is probably going to be the one to ask.
Hey, Nick, that practice 4 days ago, did you give Bryce Huff a sack there at 10:40? And he'll just look like, why are you asking me this?
You don't think he's going to talk after practice today?
Well, he talked before. I don't know if he's going to talk today. But he needs to. I think it's a responsibility he has to address everyone.
To see what, to let us know what happened with that one.
Major controversy.
Makes sense.
All right, 215-592-949. We're back to the phones here in a second. But, Hugh, Kyle played us in with Georgia there. And it's really interesting as you look at the defense for this season. Because, Hugh, it rests on these Georgia guys. Like, it's their time now. They've been drafted over the last couple years, and none of them are rookies anymore, right?
No, they're young players.
They're young, but we're past the point where, whatever, they're just a rookie, redshirt
year. It's time to get up. It's time, what they say, or get off the pot.
Yes, it's Jordan Davis. It's Jalen Carter. It's Nolan Smith. It's Keely Ringo. Nakobe Dean, who's gotten a lot of praise here. Ray Didinger was on with the morning show before, camp started, beginning of camp, end of July. Listen to what he said about the Georgia guys and their importance for this season. Ray?
Oh, that was my bad, Gus.
Is this pass rush good enough?
Well, it's going to be different.
It's going to be different with Fangio calling it. It's going to be a different look, and they're going to approach it a different way. But you know, a lot of it depends on your Georgia guys. You know, I mean, those are all high draft pick blue chip players that you brought in here to kind of be the guts of your defense. And you know, they've shown you at various times that they're really good, but they haven't put it together yet. And that's, you know, when I look at that front seven, that's what I really think about is Davis and Carter and Smith and Dean. You know, I mean, those guys, if they all play the way that, if they all come out and play and prove to be the players that you drafted them to be, then you're going to have a really good defense.
Hugh, Ray is right about that, and he framed it in an interesting way. These guys aren't, you know, low-round draft pick, let's hope something happens.
No, they're high-quality draft picks.
Yeah, they're all, and he called them blue chip. The lowest drafted guy of the Georgia guys is Keely Ringo, but he was a fourth-round pick they traded up for. Nakobe, a third-round pick. But the other guys, Hugh, these are first-round picks, right? The Jordan Davis, they traded up for in the first round. Jalen Carter, top-10 pick. Nolan Smith, a first-round pick. It is time now to see if these guys could play. Hugh, let me ask you, I mean, you, of all of us at WIP, you have the most experience watching these guys play football, right? We've seen them the last couple of years, but you watched them when you were in Atlanta at Georgia as they came up and became, you know, big-time prospects. When I say to you the Georgia guys, do you believe they're going to be good, or do you hope they're going to be good?
I believe they're going to be good, and I'll tell you why. I still think that Jordan Davis is a good player. I think people like to call him a bust because of the way he was drafted and the skill set they expect for him to have at that position. You know, he's a run stopper. That's what he was at Georgia. I remember when they played against Alabama in that game where the SEC championship game where they actually won, Alabama beat Georgia, and he was a non-factor because they did a lot of rotating and he was tired and he wasn't getting to the passer like that. But when they came back and they played in the championship game, he played a phenomenal game. Jalen Carter as well. These guys are good players. I think that one thing that for Jordan in particular was hindrance to him is that he started out fine, but then he got overweight, you know, and he ran out of gas. He needs to understand that now he's the guy. Fletcher's gone, and you're going to be counted on way more than you have been in the past. Now, he came into camp underweight. He came in looking really, really good. He has to keep that going, man. He has to keep that going. I think he has the ability to keep that going. As far as Nakobe Dean is concerned, Nakobe needs to stay healthy. When you talk to everybody, especially in this training camp, about who looks the best on defense.
Yeah, he keeps getting brought up.
His name gets brought up a lot. He needs to be healthy. Your biggest asset is your availability, and he needs to figure out a way to stay healthy. I think if he stays healthy, he's going to be a huge factor. Now, Keely Ringo, I think that there's a place for him here. Don't know where that is, though, because when you talk about who they drafted, Quinyon, and you got Cooper DeJean and those guys like that, might be a little harder for him to contribute, but I think there is a chance for him to contribute. And Nolan Smith, you're talking about a guy, I feel like he's still a little bit of a work in progress. He got drafted really, really high. I think in certain spurts and areas on the field that he will be helpful. But right now, as far as his pass rush is concerned, I think he's going to need some assistance. He's going to be one of those guys that he can't, like in basketball, he can't create his own shot. You kind of got to give him, you know, you give him an outlet a little bit and spot him up a little bit for him to make things happen for him.
Look, these guys, and Ray said it, and he's right, that there's a ton of potential here. There's a ton of high pedigree.
Jalen Carter is Jalen Carter.
Yeah, Jalen Carter's the one that I think we have the least question about. He showed the most already in the NFL.
Yeah.
He did fade a little bit last year, but I think that was probably more the rookie wall thing than he can't play.
Yeah.
He was a guy that people thought was going to win the Defensive Rookie of the Year halfway through the season. My big question, and I'm in the hope category. I hope they're all going to work out. I hope it's going to work out with these guys as the bones of the defense. I need to see it to believe it, though, because it's a group of guys that has not accomplished much in the NFL.
Yeah.
And I've had this wonder, Hugh, since they started drafting all of them. Are they all individually great and great prospects, or did Georgia and Miami did this back in the day? I mean, did college football dynasties do this, right? USC did it for a time.
Are I know they where you're all, going with this.
Are they
better
all,
together?
Yeah,
better
right.
together.
Are they all A prospects that have a chance to be A NFL players, or did they have 11 B-plus players, and maybe Carter's an A, but like 11 B-plus players on the field in college, and that equals an A-plus defense because there's no weaknesses, and they just, you know, most college teams don't have that much all around across-the-board talent. I don't know, Hugh. Until I see some of these guys besides Carter pop, I wonder that. I wonder if it was just the sum of the parts was so great and they all looked great and because
you,
of it.
And you know what? That's fair. That's fair, especially when you talk about the inconsistency that they've shown thus far. I don't believe that to be the case. I think that Jordan Davis in particular is a lot more focused. Again, I don't know what people expect him to be, but – if he
I think
would
it was
have,
where he was drafted.
Yeah,
people
it's basically,
have an expectation, yeah.
Yeah, but last year when we talked to him, he projected himself to have, like, what, 4 or 5 sacks? I think he had, like, 3.
2.5 or 3, yeah.
Something like that. So when you talk about, even though he fell off, when you talk about what he, the goals that he set for himself and what he potentially is, what could be, he was almost there. He was almost there. So he just needs to figure out how to put 2 halves together. 2 halves make the whole. Like, he had the first half of the season, he was phenomenal. Second half of the season, that's when, you know, you start hearing rumors about, you know, being tired and all that other nonsense that they were talking about. You need to be consistent. You need to be a guy that when, you know, a lot of times the position that he plays and the impact that he has, it's not going to always show up on the stat sheet.
Right.
It's going to show up in those things when you see other people getting off. I think that if they play the way that I think they can play up front, and him in particular, that he's going to help out this defense tremendously, and that's going to help this pass rush out because he's going to be that guy that's going to be taken to and is going to be pushing the middle.
Yeah, we always have fun on the show with luxury versus necessity. This is a necessity. I mean, at some point this year, 4 of their 11 starters on defense might be these Georgia guys, right?
Yeah.
We know 2 of them, Davis and Carter, are going to play, and then Nakobe could become a starter sooner than later, especially if there's a, you know, White or Bond struggle or get banged up. And Nolan Smith should get a lot of chance to play on the outside. 215-592-9494. All right, back to the phones in a second. First, Jordan Davis yesterday after practice, you know, it's funny. He was asked who stood out to you, and Hugh kind of, you know, led us down this path. He brought up one guy, two of his teammates. Here's Jordan yesterday.
It's a lot, man. A lot of people popping out. I say, you know, I'm not biased or nothing, but I say Nolan, man. Nolan and Kobe. You know, just the way they play and the way they're understanding and getting comfortable with the game. You know, Nicole's been battling with injuries, like, off and on. But I think, you know, those guys are ballers. They're gamers. So I'm excited to see them go out and turn it up and tear it up. You know, it's familiar. So it's nothing new that I expect from them. But I think that everybody's going to be shocked with the way they're coming.
It feels like the thing that could probably change the Eagles' season the most, like raise their ceiling. If these Georgia guys all become the players they thought they'd be, they could win 12 or 13 games because then you're going to have a pretty good defense.
Yeah.
And then we know the offense should be good. I mean, it really feels like a lot of this hinges on how good these kids are.
Yeah, no question about that, man. I mean, you're going to have at least 10 new faces. Well, you're going to have at least 8 to 9 new faces on defense because I'm thinking Slay is gonna be there. A couple other guys, but
well,
still,
two new linebackers, yeah. 2 or 3 new corners, a new safety, yeah, new pass rush. Yeah, it's a lot different.
It's a lot different, man. And they're gonna be asked to do a lot more than they were the year before. And like I said, if this offense is doing what they're supposed to do and scoring a lot of points, it's the transition is not gonna be that tough, you know, because you're gonna be playing most of the time. You're gonna be playing with the lead. And you can just get after people. You're going to be able to easily dial up defenses that are going to help you get to the quarterback and help this defense look much better than it did a year before.
215-592-9494. Let's get back to the phone lines here. Your thoughts on the Georgia kids. Hope or believe these kids are going to turn out to be what the Eagles draft them to be. Really, it could change the entire season as they all move past their rookie years and second years into what should be their best football for the Philadelphia Eagles. And, of course, the Phillies. Who do you blame the most for the slide since the All-Star break? Is it Topper? Is it Dombrowski? Is it the star players? And for me specifically, it's Bryce Harper. And what makes you feel old for a shot to be in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League? Lawrence is in Philadelphia. Hey, Lawrence.
Yo, good morning.
Good morning, Lawrence. What's up, pal?
What's going on, guys?
What are you thinking here?
Last time we spoke, yo, was before the last road trip, and I gave you a prediction, man, that the Phillies would only win 3 games.
They won 4.
Yep. Yes. This prediction here I got for you, man, I don't think they're coming back with any wins, man.
From this road trip?
Yes, sir.
Nah, they got three in them this road trip.
No, man, it's because of the lineup, man. I keep on saying that, man. And the only thing I would say, Joe, they need to have Harper in the two hole and Schwarber in the four hole.
So who you hitting one and three?
I got Turner hitting one. I got Bone hitting three.
So you're just reshuffling the top four. You're reshuffling those guys.
I got Real Muto hitting after Schwarber.
Real Muto.
And I got Castellanos hitting sixth, and I got Stott at the Castellanos.
Yeah, so it's a reshuffling of the top four. It's instead of lefty righty lefty, you're going righty lefty righty lefty. You're changing the mix. Yeah, I hear you.
I mean, we talking about the players pushing each other in the lineup. You know, if you got somebody behind you, you know, potentially is going to get on base, because what we've seen lately, man, after the All-Star break, these 71 teams is playing a whole lot better than the Phillies, and the Phillies playing like the White Sox and Tigers.
I know.
Yeah, and you know, and that's a recipe for failure.
So, well, it's a recipe for a team, and none of us want this to be true, but if they don't wake up, Lawrence, they're going to go home early in October. That's what they look like right now.
Correct, and you're right. And not only that, though, they might wind up in third place in the division.
No, I don't think that's going to happen. And Lawrence, man, Lawrence makes these bold predictions. Good phone call. No, they're not going to end up third
place. That's
a
lot.
They're not going to get passed by the Braves or the Mets. They're still going to win the division. I do not have concern about that. But, yeah, I mean, they need to start hitting. The top of the order needs to start hitting and scoring runs. Otherwise, all the other little issues will be there. Zero wins on the road trip is a lot.
No, that's crazy. I think they get this one tonight.
Nola against Fried. Max Fried has a pitch very well.
They get this one. I knew he was on the mound, but I didn't care. They got to get this one tonight. You can't give them anything. You got to snatch their hopes and dreams. They didn't think coming into that game, didn't feel like they thought they were going to win.
Well, you don't want to give the Braves. I don't want them to feel they have life in this division over the next 2 weeks.
It didn't feel like going into that they thought they were going to win. So you got to take that away from them.
You know, who hasn't pitched well this season either.
Who's that?
Aaron Nola.
I would say he's pitched. What's the word for Nola this year? He's
mid, okay. Mid at mid, best. Mid.
Well, what was
that's
last year?
Do you trust him? Do you trust him to go out on the mound tonight and pitch a gem?
Not a gem.
Okay.
But what, if this is mid for Nola, what was last year? He's been better than last year.
Well, then I mean, look, if we want to be realistic about Aaron Nola, he's kind of had a pretty bad last two seasons. He put on in the postseason last year, but like. Nola, at this point, going into the playoffs, I'm not putting him as the number two guy in like a game two starter. I trust Sanchez more than him right now.
Yeah, all right. Well, I mean, Sanchez.
Wait a minute, what?
Sanchez, until last.
You heard me?
Well, I thought you said.
But
you
until
know,
this past Saturday,
Taiwan,
Sanchez.
No.
Like, Taiwan can watch the postseason. Yeah, he can sit next to me in the crowd. But Kyle, until Saturday, Sanchez was on a bad streak for like 6 weeks.
Well, sort of. But like if I had – so I think Nola's been consistently mid, whereas Sanchez, I can actually have some sort of expectation of him going out there and having like a shutdown stopper type game. I haven't seen Nola do that one time this season. I mean, he had a good outing the last time, but like even that was like a fake good outing. He let a ton of guys on the bases and just sort of got out of jams. Like if I had to pick one guy besides Zach Wheeler – to go out there and be like a stopper for the Phillies, it's Sanchez above Nola.
Yeah, I still trust Nola. This is great. We do this every year. It's Groundhog, late August, early September. What do we got with Aaron? I mean, we do it every year the last 3 years. I think he's – I would say he's been a little better than you say for this season. I mean, he's got a 3-4-5 year
right. I wonder if I put up a poll tonight – or poll right now. Do you trust Aaron Nola tonight? Where do you think people go?
Well, deep down, people never trust Aaron.
Well, they shouldn't.
But he's been a good pitcher for the Phillies for a long time.
He's been mid this year.
They're going to say yes. They're going to trust him tonight.
No, they're not. He's been is above mid a word? What is above mid?
Above average.
Above average.
But would you just?
But that sounds generous to me.
3.45 ERA. You know what? I trust Aaron Nola tonight. I trust Aaron Nola tonight. He's going to tonight.
That's
Aaron
the poll
Nola,
you're going to put up. Do you trust Aaron Nola?
Tonight,
you're damn right. I'm going to put that up
tonight. Aaron Nola is going to give them 6 innings, 2 runs. 6 innings, 2 runs
You're
from
a
Nola
mess,
tonight.
Kyle.
No, he's not.
215, 592
How many innings did you say?
6 innings, 2 runs tonight.
He's got 4 runs in a minimum tonight.
If he gives up 4 runs against this Braves lineup, I'm coming and you're upset tomorrow. This Braves lineup stinks right now. Whit Merrifield is in there. Let's go to Josh at Wilmington. What's up, Josh?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
What's good, up, Josh. Man? What's up, pal?
Oh, man. So, sitting at home last night watching this game, and I said to my girls in the living room, while they flash on television to Jeff Hoffman and Alvarado warming up in the bullpen, if they bring Alvarado in, we're losing the game. And both my girls are like, nah, come on now, Daddy. Oh, you got to be think positively, so on and so forth. I said, there's no chance we're winning the game if he comes in. This guy is an instant anxiety attack, no matter what, over the past 2 months. The guy's cooked.
Josh. This sometimes relievers just go through down years, up and down years, but he also might be cooked. I mean, even when he was pitching better, Josh, earlier in the season, I wasn't overly impressed. It was like he was striking less guys out. He was walking a lot. It was almost like he was getting by, and now he's not getting by anymore.
No, I mean, you're guaranteed at least one, if not two, wild pitches during his, attempt to earn three outs. Look, that's been happening, right? However, in addition to the Alvarado stuff, right, let's just talk about the fact that addressing a bat at the deadline was, let's bring in Austin Hayes. Well, that's not good enough, And we're seeing it right now. I'm going to tell you, Bryce Harper, Trey Turner, Kyle Schwarber last night, what's he looking at?
Well, he struck out four times.
Did you see the pitches Marsh struck out on last night? I mean, the one pitch was in the dirt, and then he tried to hustle down the line thinking he was going to get the call.
Yeah, well, and Marsh is lost.
What is going on?
Marsh right now, if you told him what pitch is coming, I don't think he would hit it. Like, he's just so lost at the plate, and he's been that way really for a long time. Josh, what makes you feel old?
All right, so let me tee this up real quick. I told you guys before I deliver the mail, right? I deliver the mail, college campus, really big college campus in our metro area. And a couple years back, I was on a new route, and it was directly through the heart of campus. And I'm doing my thing, right? And I get to a certain part where it's, the sun's out and springtime and there's a lot to look at. And I go pulling into the one stop.
I think I know where you're
going with this one. It's an area that is heavily populated. I go ahead and I pull up to the mailboxes at the complex, and I open them up. And I start to get rid of some of the packages off my truck at the doorstep. And I hear, oh, thank you so much, sir.
That would kill
you. You got sirred, didn't you?
And I'm like, I think of myself as a fit man. I'm 47 years old, but I look good, right? I'm going to toot my own horn.
Yeah.
But, man, when she said, sir.
It cuts deep, man. It cuts deep.
Oh, man, it was like.
That cuts
deep. Somebody just punched me in the belly, man. And that was a moment that I was just like, huh. So I go home and I tell my wife about that, and she goes, damn right, sir. You're old. You're a dad. Get a hold of yourself. And I'm like, listen, I'm looking for a little comfort here. That cut me to the core.
You know what? You know what's even worse? Is when you're single and you're out in pub, like you're out trying to meet people, and you see somebody that's attractive and they call you sir.
Yeah, you got sir.
To remember, that's the one.
You think it's a reflex, or it is like a "Hey, sir"?
No, because like this is where this is what it is. As men, we're delusional in this sense. We still see ourselves the way that we saw ourselves in our 20s,
but the world does not.
No, does not. Regardless, because you feel like you're accomplished. You finally got that Corvette that you wanted. You got the whip. Now all you got to do is go get the girl, and the girl's like she's probably in her early late 20s, early 30s. And you're thinking that, you're a catch. No, you're an old-ass dude that drives a Corvette. You drive a midlife crisis vehicle. Seriously. I know it's different now because, the times have changed and, guys are driving Porsches and Ferraris and stuff right now. But usually you drive those cars because you've worked hard to get it. You wanted it all your life. But unfortunately for you, you got it when you were like in your late 50s.
Yeah, and then to make it worse, Josh is trying to do his job. He's delivering the mail, and he's getting served. That's a good one. Josh, we'll get you in the mix here. 215-592-9494. Your calls here. Who are you putting the Philly second half slide on? Topper, Dombrowski, or is it the Stars? It's the Stars, specifically Bryce Harper. And do you believe in the Georgia guys this defense? Play some audio from Coach Nonek on what he's noticed about Jordan Davis.
Saw Coach Nonek today, too.
How's the neck?
No.
Not there. Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter, what he saw about them. Plus, what makes you feel old for a shot to be in the Midday Show Fantasy League? Coming up after practice, Reed Blankenship joins the show. A lot to discuss. Midday Show live from Eagles Camp on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. Midday Show live today. Eagles trying to get the final training camp practice of the summer at the NovaCare Complex, driven by Hitch RV. Hitch RV, your premier family-owned dealership for locations. Go to HitchRV.com. Eagle Safety Reed Blankenship slated to join us when practice ends. And we heard today going to be a longer practice as Nick Sirianni getting that work in on the final day.
It's the last day.
Well, I was wondering this morning, would it be like the last day of school thing where he gets out early? No, he did the opposite.
No, he did. They're going to keep him long.
Yeah, they're going
to go. At least they get to go home, though, I guess. I think if it's the last day of camp, they get to go home. I don't know. I don't know their schedule.
Well, isn't it just different now because they don't – like, home could be – it's not really that different than the season, right? They're, wherever these guys live, New Jersey or, you know, yeah, in the surrounding area. Like, when you guys were at Lehigh, practice, I mean, camp ends, you went home, right, for the first time in weeks?
100 miles and running, yes.
Down couldn't the Northeast Extension, getting out of there?
Oh, my goodness. Couldn't wait to get home.
Getting out of Lehigh in Bethlehem back in the day?
Get home, see your family, get to sleep in your own bed, all that. Yeah,
it is different now. Excited to talk to Reed coming up in a few minutes. Back to your calls here on the Georgia guys and, of course, the Phillies. And really, the reality is that with the Phillies, it's been a slog for a while now for this baseball team. And the biggest issue for me as I watch them, it's not Rob Thompson. I'm not trying to take him off the hook. I was frustrated with him the other day. And I don't want to take Dombrowski off the hook. I think Kyle's right. He could have done more. A lot of people think he should have done more before the deadline. I just keep coming back to the reality that the top of the order has just been too inconsistent. At least Schwarber's given them some moments, a three-home run game, the home run yesterday, the Grand Slam.
Yeah.
Turner had a game-winning hit Friday. He got hot for a few days. They've been up and down, too. There's very little ups with Bryce Harper since the All-Star break. A 650 OPS, not good enough. I need, and the Phillies need, Bryce Harper to wake up. Katie in Chad's Ford is up. Hey, Katie.
Katie.
Hey, guys, I love listening to you. So I can't do the fantasy draft because, like, I'm not into that. But I've been a Phillies fan since I've been in utero. And I will tell you that when Bryce Harper came over from the Nats, I said, he's hand-me-down. He's a hand-me-down Harper. He's past his prime. He was on Sports Illustrated before he went through puberty, for God's sake. I mean, he's tired. I just don't think he's got it in him anymore.
So, Katie, it's a strong thought. Now, I hope you're wrong, but I do think what you said about how early he started, right, the Sports Illustrated 16, he was in the big leagues by 19. Katie, sometimes I wonder, like, he's not old, but I wonder in baseball years if his body's older than the average 30-year-old, right? Because he's taken a lot of swings, and it's a pretty violent swing, you know, for like 12 years now. So a lot of guys, by year 12, they're on the downside. I hope he's not. But, Katie, he's been in the big leagues a long time. It's possible that we've seen the best of him already.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous. I'm just a little nervous. But you know what? I keep watching them. I keep hoping. And whatever, right?
Well, Katie, yes. And we appreciate you making the call and listening to us. Hugh, I don't think Bryce is about to fall off the face of the earth.
I don't think so either.
But what she said, and it's true about him, right? He didn't get to the big leagues at 24. He's been playing 162-game season since he was 19 years old. It's a lot of swings. It's a lot of at-bats.
Yeah, but
it's why But to go back to spring training, it's why I was so against the idea of a contract extension. We got him for 7 more years after this, right? Like, let's see how this whole thing goes here for Bryce Harper, but he's got to figure it out now.
Yeah, he does, and I don't think any moment is too big for him. I don't think that he's burnt out. I mean, you know, he's still a good baseball player, but yesterday – he could have gave us a little bit. He could have gave us a lot more than what he gave us. He needs to give us a lot more than what he gave us, especially after he said what he said at the end of that game. You know, you don't want to be the Mets that collapsed to the Phillies.
That's what he was referencing.
Yeah,
in 07,
in 07. You don't want to be that, man. You don't want to be the team that collapses. And if you know that with 2 days rest, you need to come out and you need to be on your best. You need to be at your best, I should say.
And they need more. I mean, the bottom line is this. If Bryce Harper doesn't wake up, I think the Phillies are going to fall out of one of the top two seeds. I mean, they could fall out by tonight. I just mean by the end of the season, they won't have a bye unless he starts to hit better. They need him. He's that important. By the way, earlier I mentioned when Hurts threw the interception, there was a like ooh and ah in the crowd. We just had another ooh and ah right in front of us. It's probably the closest we've been in our RV here to, like, they're coming right at us right now into the end zone in front of us.
Yes.
Jalen just rolled to his right and threw on the run to the corner of the end zone. A beautiful pass to Kenny Gainwell over a defender, and Gainwell caught her for a touchdown. So
won't be long now. Football season is upon us.
That was a heck of a throw by Jalen. All right, let's go to David in Westchester. Hey, David.
Hey, Dan, did you think of the scrum breakout that L.A. School Park is so mad about that intercepted, he'd join in, maybe kick some butt?
You think Elliott will join in to what?
To a fight at training camp because he's so mad?
You know what? I wouldn't put I mean, Elliott's not a fighter. When I look at Elliott, and he's not a fighter.
Hell no, Elliott ain't jumping into that fight.
But I do think this. I do think his raw emotion about the interception streak was one of the coolest moments of camp. Again, reports and credible sources are telling us, David, he slammed his notebook down in emotion.
Yeah, okay, that poor notebook. I feel so bad for that notebook right now. he was so excited. So let's go on to the Phillies because, you know, I guess that fell flat. I blame Popper because he is the field general. He's the one that makes the calls. He's the one that sets the lineup. And say the top three that didn't produce, you know, went 0-12, yeah, I would sit all three down tonight. Just like, you know what, you guys don't want to play. You're not playing. You know, just fill the holes with anybody you got and let them come to realization. You know, they're professionals. If you don't produce, you don't play. You know, it's as simple as that. You know what's that? Hit the ball, catch the ball, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, they got to come up bigger or, they, like you said, we're not going anywhere this year. You know, and,
yeah, well, if Harper doesn't start hitting, and we can include Schwarber and Turner, but for me, it's specifically Harper. If he doesn't start hitting, they're not going to get a bye. We're going to be playing a best of three against the Braves in the first round in the first week of October and crossing our fingers they don't get knocked out quickly.
Yeah, like, you know, Whit Merrifield hit for a cycle in that. You know,
oh,
that year,
God, that would be the worst thing. All right, David, what do you got? What made you feel old?
Okay, and this will translate to every single caller that's on hold right now, every single listener that you have. You know, my only platform right now, my only claim to fame is the ability to call into sports radio and not play sports anymore because I'm old. And, you know, it's a shame. You know, such a wasted life where, you know, I was like you, I was a superstar, but I had longer arms. And now my only thing I have is to call into sports radio. And it's actually depressing. Inside.
You know what? I you're right that a lot of people probably resonate with that. David's sports career ended, and all he's got left for sports is WIP, which is okay, and that's why we're here.
Wait a minute.
His athletic career ended, and the only connection he has now.
Like, no disrespect to David, but what athletic career?
Well, I think a lot of people, I mean, Hugh, you'll be surprised to find this out, most of us didn't play a professional sport.
No.
So our connection is commiserating on the radio.
No.
You realize you're one of a few here. Like, not everyone gets to play in the league.
No, I didn't mean it like
you
that.
You believe this, Kyle? He doesn't get it. No, most of us are not great athletes.
But when you say career, it was like, you know what I mean?
All right. I'll stick up for David here.
Now,
we probably have a lot of people who never played a single sport just like talking about it. But there's probably a large majority of our audience that at some point played something, whether it be
high school. College.
I think the average person, I'll include myself, we were high school Harrys. So that was our peak.
And then it ended. I apologize. I didn't mean to say it like that. I was just trying to understand.
You believe this, Kyle?
And I didn't mean to do it in a condescending tone that I did it in. It was just, when you said it, I was just trying to figure out, you know.
Our careers, yeah.
Yeah, that's.
Some of us ended in high school.
I'm sorry. You're right. I should have did it like that. I'm working.
Intramural flag football. I mean, whatever it was.
I'm trying to do better.
Well, you need to. All right. This segment sponsored by Matt Blatt Mitsubishi. Give Matt Blatt an at bat. All right. Let's go to Randy in Delaware. What's up, Randy?
Oh, Jiggles. What's happening, bro?
Randy, what's up, pal?
Oh, I can't call it. I'm telling you, these Phillies are driving me up the wall, man.
You and I and everybody else. It's been too long here, Randy.
Yes, it's going on. And again, that's crazy. Three times, three calls in a row. I agree. I think it starts with the big names. And has anybody ever thought of this? Throwing our best hitters. I mean, line them up one through. I'm talking Schwarber, Harper, Turner, Boehm. Real Muto, Castellanos, put them, I mean, line them up. Imagine having to face that gauntlet of kind of hitters to start a game.
So you mean, forget about lefty-righty, just like line them up as you think the best guys are. Like that,
best guys up.
Yeah, so I mean, some managers and teams do things like that. Like the Yankees will hit Judge and Soto just near the top because they want to get them the most at-bats. The thing, Randy, I get it why Topper does the way he does, because late in the game you want to give an advantage. Like Turner will get to hit against a lefty because that's what they're going to bring in for Harper and Schwarber around him. So I get it, but yeah, I mean, regardless though, Randy, whatever the order is, they got to hit. They need more out of those top guys, especially Bryce. It's been too long.
Yes, yes, and the thing with Bryce, man, and to ask for a contract extension playing like this, I'm so glad they didn't fall for that. I'm so glad they didn't. I mean, he's our number one guy in the face of our franchise. He needs to be the one to set this straight. I mean, you make that kind of money, there's a reason you're making that kind of money, and you're being paid to produce. So produce.
Yeah, and unlike some other guys, like, you know, Castellanos, they could get away when Castellanos is having tough months because they have, you know, they just can. They can't get away with it. If Bryce doesn't hit, it's very difficult for them to win. Randy, give us a – what makes you feel old, Randy?
Okay, I'm a finance manager in the car business. And when I'm sitting here going over somebody's credit application and their birth year is the day I graduated high school.
Oh, wow. That hits, yeah. That's it, Randy. That's a good one. When you see those applications, like, wait a second. Randy. I like that one. We'll get you in the mix here. So I saw someone who sent us a message where they feel old. You know, when you have to fill out something online, you have to put your birth date, scroll for a while to find your year
to see a year. Oh, that don't make me feel old.
No,
but I get it.
Yeah,
I'm
you do.
70s.
You have to scroll for a while.
71. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I'm
70s.
Down the list.
No, he means like he was born in the 70s.
Yeah, I was born in the 70s.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean.
No, I mean, I get
where
you're coming
from. He was actually born in the early 70s.
I'm sorry, man.
The way you said it just makes it sound so bad. Like, in the early 70s.
Well, because I was born in the 80s, but I was 86, the second, in the mid-80s. You were born in the early 70s.
Early, yeah, yeah.
So when were like you, Kyle? Mid-90s? Is that it?
95.
Yeah,
I remember when HBO became a thing.
Right when Hugh's playing career started.
I remember when HBO became like an actual thing.
Yeah, like
thing.
How we ignored that one. Just
what's that?
The Kyle was born when you were NFL.
Yeah, I did. I ignored that completely. Completely ignored that.
Just let that one go. All right, 215-592-9494. Before the last break, we mentioned Coach Nonek.
No neck at all.
Clint Hurt, the defensive line coach here.
Who was that I was out there talking to? They said, did he play football somewhere? And I was like, not that I know of. He got no neck, though.
Oh, I would imagine Clint Hurt played some football.
He all shoulders. He just all neck and he just no neck and all just shoulders.
I would be shocked if Clint Hurt didn't play some football.
It's just shoulders and then his head. It's like
he does have no neck.
I'm
on his Wikipedia. I'll find this out. But could we, Coach No Neck, what did he have to say recently here about his guys and these Georgia guys on the defensive line? Let's hear that.
Talked about the expectation for Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis to play more snaps this season. How do you feel like they were prepared for that load?
Every day we're still working in that direction. They're doing well. I see that obviously coming for them, and we need that out of them. I have a lot of confidence in our rotation with our depth too to take advantage of. So we will get everything out of them that we need to get. Like, they're headed in the right direction.
And what's been the biggest improvements you've seen, maybe from watching the film last year compared to what you've seen in person now? With Jalen and Jordan specifically, what looks different?
Their conditioning. Their conditioning was better, and obviously, like, their pre-snap communication. We're just recognizing formations and where the football's going in the run game, identifying protections, where the slide of the center's going, and stuff like that. Like, their football IQ has definitely picked up and gotten a lot better, you know. And they've been smart guys, but now it's forcing those guys to do that and have to communicate with other guys because it helps everybody play faster and better.
It sounds like he's high on these guys. By the way, I did find it. Coach Nonek did play. He played at Miami at the U.
He played at the U?
Yes, he did not play in the NFL. His career ended in
college. What did he play, D-tackle?
Yes, defensive tackle.
Yeah, he looked like he played D-tackle. He talked like he played D-tackle, too.
Well, and he has a big role. I mean, he's, you know, sometimes we talk about the position coaches. You know, we do
what
like,
era did he play in?
He was on those. So he was there from 97 to 2000. He was right before Miami took off and became that power. So he played, obviously, he played with a lot of those guys. I don't. Here, to be candid, I don't remember him. His name never jumped to me. So, like, I don't think he played much, or he was. Mm-hmm. I mean, that team had all those former, future NFL guys, right? Like Ed Reed.
Yeah, that's what I was asking.
Yeah, they were loaded. Brian McKinney. Those teams were unbelievable.
He's from New York. He's from up north.
And now he's here, Coach Nonek on Davis and Carter. 215-592-9494. Let's go to who we got? Leon in Dallas talking about the Georgia guys. Hey, Leon.
Hey, good morning, guys. Long time no hear, Joe.
Yeah, it has been a while. How you been, Leon?
I've been pretty good, you know, can't complain. But I do think it's kind of funny that, you know, Darius Slay was the first to end Jalen's little streak there. I don't know if you guys can think back. I know you can, Joe, because I know you're really good on, like, you know, thinking back to Eagles games. But I believe in Carson's rookie year, we played the Lions, and Carson's first interception came off of Darius Slay. It was a game-ending interception. A really good game, if people can think back to the 16th season.
Fourth game of the season. Yeah, Leon, they got off to the 3-0 start, right? It was the – I'm trying to remember the three games. It was the Browns, then they went to Chicago, and then Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. And then they went to – if memory serves, I think they had a really early bye before the Lions game. And then you're right. They went to Detroit. They lost the game. And late in the game, what you're talking about, Wentz threw it. And it was a deep pass. Like, he threw it – he tried to hit a deep shot. And you're right. Slay got him. So this is what Slay does. He ends interceptionless streaks for Eagles quarterbacks.
Right. I just thought it was funny and I found out that – did that. It just kind of came to mind. That's how my brain works. It's like when I hear things, I just have flashbacks. But the question as far as these, can the young Georgia guys contribute this season? I believe so. I mean, we are all pretty much banking on Carter, which I believe he's a solidified star in this league. Watching the All-22 on him really show like a lot of just his talents, his technique. And I don't know if a lot of fans watch the All-22s and all the film breakdowns, but yeah, he's definitely like the biggest factor as far as his defense. And as far as Jordan, I still got faith in those guys because they have played in a lot of big games in college. Not to say that that means a lot in the NFL because, you know, there's a lot of guys who did great in college that didn't do good in the NFL. But I just have faith in these guys, even though the pressure is on them.
Well, and the pressure is on, Hugh. I mean, it's like they can, and when they first got here, these guys could hide a little bit, right? Because they had so many good players in 22, Jordan Davis.
And then the roster just turned over like all of a sudden.
You know what the big thing is? It's two things. One, it's Fletcher Cox is not here. So you can't hide and say, well, Fletcher's going to save the day. And Hassan Reddick isn't here, right? Like on the middle and then with Nolan on the edge, it's their time now.
Yeah, with youth comes opportunity. And I think they have to take advantage of that. I think Coach Hurt said something that really jumped out to me. He said their condition. I mean, it starts with that. You got to be prepared for the task at hand. They're going to be asked to do a lot. They're probably going to be asked to do more this year than they were the year before. And I think that with their conditioning, they're going to be able to do that. The fact that they're communicating, that's one of the biggest things last year that I felt this defense did not do a good job of, and that's communicating. The fact that he's talking about how – oh, I'm sorry. My bad.
No, it's good, Q. I'm sorry. My fault.
Yeah, and how he said their communication is helping out everybody else. That's going to be the key right there, fellas.
And I agree with you. And we're talking about – and we were talking about last year. I mean, I will still put a lot of the blame, the defense, Deshaun Desai and Matt Patricia. Obviously, those guys are in no position to even be coaching – this team, you know, that's like getting your first car and your dad buys you like a Corvette or something. Like, Sean Desai should have been, you know, coaching this defense in his first year. I will kind of, you know, be a little bit more optimistic as I believe that Vic will put this up.
Oh, he'll put him in good positions. Yeah, Leon, I mean, his experience and, you know, he's just hit so many. I mean, he's seen so much. I think, and Leon, we always appreciate the phone call. Yeah, they'll be put in better positions this year. And you keep saying this, they'll be smarter. They will make less mental errors, even though they're younger, because I think the coordinator's going to put them in the right spots.
That's the biggest thing for me, Joe. When I think about this defense and how much better they could be, they're going to be out there, and they're going to know what to do. Last year, a lot of times when I watched the games, it didn't look like they knew what they were doing at any time.
And that's not what you want from an NFL defense.
That's definitely not. Especially when you had teams motioning and moving people around and stuff.
Yeah.
To be out there and not know what's going on, that's not a good place to be.
No, it absolutely isn't. Joe in Merchantville talking Bryce Harper. Hey, Joe.
Hello. The Phillies, it's collective. It is the stars that are simply not producing. But I agree, unfortunately, and I love them, but Bryce Harper's the guy who stirs the drink. So goes he, so goes the team.
It is. I think it's double. It's not just production. I mean, that's obvious. He's a great player and they need him to produce. It's even more than that. It's almost like the team takes on his personnel. Like when he's red hot, it feels like they're all into it and his emotion and all that. And then when he's thinking it up, it feels like the emotion and the morale of the team is down.
Yeah, there's nobody there's nobody of his stature that can that the younger guys can follow. So yeah, you're right. He is the straw that stirs the drink.
Yeah, the old Reggie Jackson thing. It is. I mean, he's got a lot of that to him, and he's a showman like Reggie was. All right, Joe, give us something that makes you feel old or made you feel old.
Every one of my doctors is now younger than me.
Oh wow.
Old doctors, did they die?
You know what I'm realizing about this whole thing?
They retired.
Hugh, yeah. You're in such denial today.
I know.
What do you mean?
Well, you know why? I believe someone has a birthday coming up later this week.
Wait a minute. What do you mean?
Everybody that says anything, you're like, what now? That doesn't make you. Like,
that doesn't make just me feel like, my you. Well, because my doctor is older than me, so that's probably why.
Well, would it make you feel old if he or she was younger than?
And they're 25.
No, I wouldn't make
30,
feel
whatever.
Old.
I don't know how old you have to be, you know, by the time you get a medical school. But
I would question them. I would have questions.
Denial Douglas over here, man.
Wow, Joe, it's a good one. Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people were like, we'll get you in the mix for the league. Yeah, you're right, Kyle. Hugh is in denial. I am not in denial.
It
has something to do with the impending birthday coming up.
No, I'm not in denial.
Well, you kind of feel in the reality of things here. By the way, I know I was on Pickett Island alone by myself last week.
Yes.
I'm putting an extra flag in the ground.
What you got?
Well, in the 2 years Kenny Pickett was playing as a starter, right? The one thing he seemed to do pretty well with the Steelers, he led some game-winning drives. Like, he would stink it up for three quarters, and then they're doing a two-minute drill out here. He's bringing them right down the field.
He was stinking up, but then he had a two-minute drive.
I'm telling you, there's something about Pickett in the two-minute drill.
Tebow-esque? Right down.
Maybe.
I'm just saying,
if the Eagles need him to play and they're down four with 2 minutes to go, don't be surprised if he leads a game on a drive. He's got a little moxie.
You hold this audio.
Kenny
Two Gloves.
He's got some moxie in a 2 minute drill. All right, 215-592-9494. Get back to all your phone calls on the Eagles and the Phillies. Reed Blankenship, when practice ends, I have a little bit of a longer one today. We'll sit down with us here in our Hitch RV. Plus, is there someone out there that Dombrowski could add to maybe give a boost to the bullpen? We'll discuss it. Plus, we're looking for things that made you feel old or make you feel old for a spot in the midday show, Fantasy League. Lot to discuss. Who do you blame most for the Philly slide here? Is it the Stars? I'm blaming Harper the most. Is it Topper? Dombrowski, where do you come down? 215-592-949 for midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. They're live today. Eagles trying to get the final training camp practice of the summer at the NovaCare Complex. Driven by Hitch RV. Hitch RV, your premier family-owned dealership for locations. Go to HitchRV.com. Eagles safety, Reed Blankenship, slated to join us when practice ends. And we heard today going to be a longer practice as Nick Sirianni getting that work in on the final day.
It's the last day.
Well, I was wondering this morning, would it be like the last day of school thing where he gets out early? No, he did the opposite.
No, he did. I mean, they're going to keep him long.
Yeah, they're going
to go. At least they get to go home, though, I guess. I think if it's the last day of camp, they get to go home. I don't know. I don't know their schedule.
Well, isn't it just different now because they don't – like, home could be – it's not really that different than the season, right? Wherever these guys live, New Jersey or, you know, yeah, in the surrounding area. Like, when you guys were at Lehigh, camp ends, you went home, right? For the first time in weeks?
100 miles and running, yes.
Down couldn't the North 6 Extension, getting out
of
there?
Oh, my goodness, couldn't wait to get home,
getting out of Lehigh and Bethlehem back in the day?
Get home, see your family, get to sleep in your own bed, all that. Yeah,
it is different now. Excited to talk to Reed coming up in a few minutes. Back to your calls here on the Georgia guys and, of course, the Phillies. And really, the reality is that with the Phillies, it's been a slog for a while now for this baseball team. And the biggest issue for me as I watch them, it's not Rob Thompson. I'm not trying to take him off the hook. I was frustrated with him the other day. And I don't want to take Dombrowski off the hook. I think Kyle's right. He could have done more. A lot of people think he should have done more before the deadline. I just keep coming back to the reality that the top of the order has just been too inconsistent. At least Schwarber's given them some moments, a three-home run game, the home run yesterday, last week, the Grand Slam.
Yeah.
Turner had a game-winning hit Friday. He got hot for a few days. They've been up and down, too. There's very little ups with Bryce Harper since the All-Star break. A 650 OPS, not good enough. I need, and the Phillies need, Bryce Harper to wake up. Katie in Chad's Ford is up. Hey, Katie.
Katie.
Hey, guys, I love listening to you. So I can't do the fantasy draft because, like, I'm not into that. But I've been a Phillies fan since I've been in utero. And I will tell you that when Bryce Harper came over from the Nats, I said, he's hand-me-down. He's a hand-me-down Harper. He's past his prime.
I mean, he was on Sports Illustrated before he went through puberty, for God's sake. I mean, he's tired. I just don't think he's got it in him anymore.
So, Katie, it's a strong thought. Now, I hope you're wrong, but I do think what you said about how early he started, right, the Sports Illustrated at 16, he was in the big leagues by 19. Katie, sometimes I wonder, like, he's not old, but I wonder in baseball years if his body's older than the average 30-year-old, right? Because he's taken a lot of swings, and it's a pretty violent swing, you know, for like 12 years now. So a lot of guys, by year 12, they're on the downside. I hope he's not. But, Katie, he's been in the big leagues a long time. It's possible that we've seen the best of him already.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous. I'm just a little nervous. But you know what? I keep watching them. I keep hoping. And whatever, right?
Katie, yes. And we appreciate you making the call and listening to us. Hugh, I don't think Bryce is about to fall off the face of the earth.
I don't think so either.
But what she said, and it's true about him, right? He didn't get to the big leagues at 24. He's been playing 162-game season since he was 19 years old. It's a lot of swings. It's a lot of at-bats.
Yeah, but
it's why but to go back to the spring training, it's why I was so against the idea of a contract extension. We got him for 7 more years after this, right? Like, let's see how this whole thing goes here for Bryce Harper, but he's got to figure it out now.
Yeah, he does, and I don't think any moment is too big for him. I don't think that he's burnt out. I mean, you know, he's still a good baseball player, but yesterday – he could have gave us a little bit. He could have gave us a lot more than what he gave us. He needs to give us a lot more than what he gave us, especially after he said what he said at the end of that game. You know, you don't want to be the Mets that collapsed to the Phillies.
That's what he was referencing. In
07. You don't want to be that, man. You don't want to be the team that collapses. And if you know that, with 2 days rest, you need to come out and you need to be on your best. You need to be at your best, I should say.
And they need more. I mean, the bottom line is this. If Bryce Harper doesn't wake up, I think the Phillies are going to fall out of one of the top two seeds. I mean, they could fall out by tonight. I just mean by the end of the season, they won't have a bye unless he starts to hit better. They need him. He's that important. By the way, earlier I mentioned when Hurts threw the interception, there was a, like, ooh and ah in the crowd. We just had another ooh and ah right in front of us. It's probably the closest we've been in our RV here to, like, they're coming right at us right now into the end zone in front of us.
Yes.
Jalen just rolled to his right and threw on the run to the corner of the end zone. A beautiful pass to Kenny Gainwell over a defender, and Gainwell caught her for a touchdown. So
won't be long now. Football season is upon us.
That was a heck of a throw by Jalen. Right, let's go to David in Westchester. Hey, David.
Hey, gentlemen. Hey, you think of the scrum breakout that LA School Park is so mad about that intercepted, he join in, maybe kicks a butt?
You think Elliot will join in to what?
To a fight at training camp because he's so mad?
You know what? I wouldn't put – I mean, Elliot's not a fighter. When I look at Elliot, he's not a fighter.
Hell no, Elliot ain't jumping into that fight.
But I do think this. I do think his raw emotion about the interception streak was one of the coolest moments of camp. Again, reports and credible sources are telling us, David, he slammed his notebook down in emotion.
Yeah, okay, that poor notebook. I feel so bad for that notebook right now. Yeah, he was so excited. So let's go on to the Phillies because, you know, I guess that fell flat. I blame Popper because he is the field general. He's the one that makes the calls. He's the one that sets the lineup. And say the top three that didn't produce, you know, 0-for-12, I would sit all three down tonight. Just like, you know what, you guys don't want to play. You're not playing. You know, just fill the holes with anybody you got and let them come to realization. You know, they're – professionals, if you don't produce, you don't play. You know, it's as simple as that. You know, that hit the ball, catch the ball, blah blah blah. So you know, they got to come up bigger, or they, like you said, we're not going anywhere this year. You know, and
if Harper doesn't start hitting, and we can include Schwarber and Turner, but for me, it's specifically Harper. If he doesn't start hitting, they're not going to get a bye. We're going to be playing a best of three against the Braves in the first round, in the first week of October, and crossing our fingers they don't get knocked out quickly.
Yeah, like, you know, Whit Merrifield hit for a cycle in that. You know,
oh,
that
God,
period.
That would be the worst thing. All right, David, what do you got? What made you feel old?
Okay, and this will translate to every single caller that's on hold right now, every single listener that you have. You know, my only platform right now, my only claim to fame is the ability to call into sports radio and not play sports anymore because I'm old. And, you know, it's a shame. You know, such a wasted life where, you know, I was like you, I was a superstar, but I had longer arms.
And now my only thing I have is to put on sports radio, and it's actually depressing as well.
You know what? I you're right that a lot of people probably resonate with that. David's sports career ended, and all he's got left for sports is WIP. Which is okay, and that's why we're here.
Wait a minute.
His athletic career ended, and the only connection he has now.
Like, no disrespect to David, but what athletic career?
Well, I think a lot of people, I mean, Hugh, you'll be surprised to find this out, most of us didn't play at professional sport.
No.
So our connection is commiserating on the radio.
No.
You realize you're one of a few here. Like, not everyone gets to play in the league.
No, I didn't mean it like
you
that.
You believe this, Kyle? He doesn't get it. No, most of us are not great athletes.
But when you say career, it was like, you know.
I'll stick up for David here.
I'm just
now, we probably have a lot of people who never played a single sport, just like talking about it. But there's probably a large majority of our audience that at some point played something, whether it be
high school. College.
I think the average person, I'll include myself, we were high school Harrys. So that was our peak.
I apologize. I didn't mean to say it like that. I was just trying to understand.
You believe this, Kyle?
And it wasn't meant. I didn't mean to do it in a condescending tone that I did it in. It was just when you said it, I was just trying to figure out, you know,
our careers.
Yeah, that's.
Some of us ended in high school.
I'm sorry.
Some of us
you're right. I should have did it like that. I'm working.
Intramural flag football. I mean, whatever it was.
I'm trying to do better.
You need to. All right. This segment sponsored by Matt Blatt Mitsubishi. Give Matt Blatt an at bat. All right. Let's go to Randy in Delaware. What's up, Randy?
Jiggles. What's happening, bro?
Randy. What's up, pal?
Oh, I can't call it. I'm telling you, these Phillies are driving me up the wall, man.
You and I and everybody else. It's been too long here, Randy.
Yes, it's going on. And again, that's crazy. Three calls in a row. I agree. I think it starts with the big names. And has anybody ever thought of this? Throwing our best hitters. I mean, line them up. One through, I'm talking Schwarber, Harper, Turner, Boehm. Real Muto, Castellanos, put them, I mean, line them up. Imagine having to face that gauntlet of kind of hitters to start a game.
So you mean, forget about lefty-righty, just like line them up as you think the best guys are. Like that, and that,
yeah, best guys up.
Yeah, so I mean, some managers and teams do things like that. Like the Yankees will hit Judge and Soto just near the top because they want to get them the most at-bats. The thing, Randy, I get it why Topper does the way he does, because late in the game you want to give an advantage. Like Turner will get to hit against a lefty because that's what they're going to bring in for Harper and Schwarber around him. So I get it, but yeah, I mean, regardless though, Randy, whatever the order is, they got to hit. They need more out of those top guys, especially Bryce. It's been too long.
Yes. And the thing with Bryce, man, and I'm to ask for a contract extension playing like this, I'm so glad they didn't fall for that. I'm so glad they didn't. I mean, he's our number one guy, the face of our franchise. He needs to be the one to set this straight. I mean, you make that kind of money, there's a reason you're making that kind of money, and you're being paid to produce. So produce.
Yeah, and unlike some other guys, like, you know, Castellanos, they could get away when Castellanos is having tough months because they have, you know, they just can. They can't get away with it. If Bryce doesn't hit, it's very difficult for them to win. Randy, give us a – what makes you feel old, Randy?
Okay, I'm a finance manager in the car business. And when I'm sitting here going over somebody's credit application and their birth year is the day I graduated high school.
Oh, wow. That hits, yeah. That's Randy, that's a good one. When you see those applications, like, wait a second. Randy, I like that one. We'll get you in the mix here. So I saw someone, Hugh sent us a message where they feel old. You know when you have to fill out something online, you have to put your birth date? Scroll for a while to find your year.
To see a year? Oh, that don't make me feel old.
No,
but I get it.
Yeah,
I'm
you do.
70s.
You have to scroll for a while.
71. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I'm 70s? Down the list.
No, he means like he was born in the 70s.
Yeah, I was born in the 70s.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean.
No, I mean, I get where
you're
coming
from. He was actually born in the early 70s.
I'm sorry,
early.
Man.
The way you said just makes it sound so bad. Like in the early 70s.
Well, because I was born in the 80s, but I was 86, the mid 80s. You were born in the early 70s.
Early, yeah, yeah.
So when were like you, Kyle? Mid 90s? Is that it?
95.
Yeah,
I remember when HBO became a thing.
Right when Hugh's playing career started.
I remember HBO became like an actual
thing. Yeah, like
thing.
How we ignored that one. Just
what's that?
The Kyle was born when you were NFL.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. I ignored that completely. Completely ignored that.
Just let that one go. All right, 215-592-9494. Before the last break, we mentioned Coach Nonek.
No neck at all.
Clint Hurt, the defensive line coach here.
Who was that I was out there talking to? They said, did he play football somewhere? And I was like, not that I know of. He got no neck, though.
Oh, I would imagine Clint Hurt played some football.
He all shoulders. He just all neck and he just no neck and all just shoulders.
I would be shocked if Clint Hurt didn't
play
some football.
It's just shoulders and then his head. It's like
he
no
really.
Neck.
I mean, he does have no neck.
I'm
on his Wikipedia. I'll find this out. But could be Coach Nonek. What did he have to say recently here about his guys and these Georgia guys on the defensive line? Let's hear that.
Talked about the expectation for Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis to play more snaps this season. How do you feel like they were prepared for that load?
Every day we're still working in that direction. They're doing well. I see that obviously coming for them, and we need that out of them. I have a lot of confidence in our rotation with our depth too to take advantage of. So we will get everything out of them that we need to get. Like, they're headed in the right direction.
And what are the biggest improvements you've seen, maybe from watching the film last year compared to what you've seen in person now? With Jalen and Jordan specifically, what looks different?
Their conditioning. Their conditioning is better, and obviously, like, their pre-snap communication, we're just recognizing formations and where the football's going in the run game, identifying protections, where the slide of the center is going, stuff like that. Like, their football IQ has definitely picked up and gotten a lot better, you know. And they've been smart guys, but now it's forcing those guys to do that and have to communicate with other guys because it helps everybody play faster and better.
It sounds like he's high on these guys. By the way, I did find it. Coach Nonek did play. He was played at Miami at the U.
He played at the U?
Yes, he did not play in the NFL. His career ended in
college. What did he play, D-tackle?
Yes, defensive tackle.
Yeah, he looked like he played D-tackle. He talked like he played D-tackle, too.
Well, and he has a big role. I mean, he's, you know, sometimes we talk about the position coaches. We do.
What era did he play in?
He was on those. So he was there from 97 to 2000. He was right before Miami took off and became that power. So he played. I mean, obviously, he played with a lot of those guys. To be candid, I don't remember him. His name never jumped to me. So, like, I don't think he played much or he was. Mm-hmm. I mean, that team had all those former future NFL guys, right? Like,
yeah,
Ed Reed.
Yeah, that's what I was asking.
Yeah, they were loaded. Bryant McKinney. Those teams were unbelievable.
He's from New York. He's from up north.
And now he's here, Coach Nonek, on Davis and Carter. 215-592-9494. Let's go to who we got? Leon in Dallas talking about the Georgia guys. Hey, Leon.
Hey, good morning, guys. Long time no hear, Joe.
Yeah, it has been a while. How you been, Leon?
I've been pretty good, you know, can't complain. But I do think it's kind of funny that, you know, Darius Slay was the first to end Jalen's little streak there. I don't know if you guys can think back. I know you can, Joe, because I know you're really good on, like, you know, thinking back to Eagles games. But I believe in Carson's rookie year, we played the Lions, and Carson's first interception came off of Darius Slay. It was a game-ending interception. A really good game, if people can think back to the 16th season.
Fourth game of the season. Yeah, Leon, they got off to the 3-0 start, right? I'm trying to remember the three games. It was the Browns, then they went to Chicago,
Pittsburgh,
and then Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. And then they went to – if memory serves, I think they had a really early bye before the Lions game. And then you're right. Yep. They went to Detroit. They lost the game, and – late in the game, what you're talking about, Wentz threw it, and it was a deep pass. Like, he threw it, he tried to hit a deep shot, and you're right, Slay got him. So this is what Slay does. He ends interceptionless streaks for Eagles quarterbacks.
Right. I just thought it was funny, and I found out that Slay did that. It just kind of came to mind. That's how my brain works. It's like, when I hear things, I just have flashbacks. But the question as far as these, can the young Georgia guys contribute this season? I believe so. I mean, we are all pretty much banking on Carter, which I believe he's a solidified star in this league. Watching the all 22 on him really showed, like, a lot of just his talents, his technique. And I don't know if a lot of fans watch the all 22s and all the film breakdowns, but yeah, he's definitely, like, the biggest factor as far as his defense is. And as far as Jordan, I still got faith in those guys because they have played in a lot of big games in college. Not to say that means a lot in the NFL because, you know, there's a lot of guys who did great in college that didn't do good in the NFL. But I just have faith in these guys, even though the pressure is on them. see.
Well, and the pressure is on, Hugh. I mean, it's like they can, and when they first got here, these guys could hide a little bit, right? Because they had so many good players in 22, Jordan Davis.
And then the roster just turned over like all of a sudden.
You know what the big thing is? It's two things. One, it's Fletcher Cox is not here. So you can't hide and say, well, Fletcher's going to save the day. And Hassan Reddick isn't here, right? Like on the middle and then with Nolan on the edge, it's their time now.
Yeah, with youth comes opportunity. And I think they have to take advantage of that. I think Coach Hurt said something that really jumped out to me. He said they're conditioned. I mean, it starts with that. You got to be prepared for the task at hand. They're going to be asked to do a lot. They're probably going to be asked to do more this year than they were the year before. And I think that with their conditioning, they're going to be able to do that. The fact that they're communicating, that's one of the biggest things last year that I felt this defense did not do a good job of, and that's communicating. The fact that he's talking about how – oh, I'm sorry. My bad.
No, it's good, Q. I'm sorry. My fault.
Yeah, and how he said their communication is helping out everybody else. That's going to be the key right there, fellas.
And I agree with you. And we're talking about, and we were talking about last year. I mean, I will still put a lot of the blame the defense to Sean Desai and Matt Patricia. Obviously, those guys are in no position to even be coaching this team. You know, that's like getting your first car and your dad buys you like a Corvette or something. Like Sean Desai should have been, you know, coaching this defense in his first year. I will kind of, you know, be a little bit more optimistic. As I believe that Vic will
pick this up. Oh, he'll put him in good positions. Yeah, Leon, I mean, his experience and, you know, he's just hit so many. I mean, he's seen so much. I think, and Leon, we always appreciate the phone call. Yeah, they'll be put in better positions this year. And you keep saying this, they'll be smarter. They will make less mental errors, even though they're younger, because I think the coordinator's going to put them in the right spots.
That's the biggest thing for me, Joe. When I think about this defense and how much better they could be, they're going to be out there, and they're going to know what to do. Last year, a lot of times when I watched the games, it didn't look like they knew what they were doing at any time.
And that's not what you want from an NFL defense.
That's definitely not. Especially when you had teams motioning and moving people around and stuff.
Yeah.
To be out there and not know what's going on, that's not a good place to be.
No, it absolutely is. Joe in Merchantville talking Bryce Harper. Hey, Joe.
Hello. The Phillies, it's collective. It is the stars that are simply not producing. But I agree, unfortunately, and I love them, but Bryce Harper's the guy who stirs the drink. So goes he, so goes the team.
I think it's double. It's not just production. I mean, that's obvious. He's a great player, and they need him to produce. It's even more than that. It's almost like the team takes on his personnel. Like, when he's red hot, it feels like they're all into it and his emotion and all that. And then when he's thinking it up, it feels like the emotion and the morale of the team is down.
Yeah, there's nobody of his stature that the younger guys can follow. So yeah, you're right. He is the straw that stirs the drink.
Yeah, the old Reggie Jackson thing. It is. I mean, he's got a lot of that too. I mean, he's a showman like Reggie was. All right, Joe, give us something that makes you feel old or made you feel old.
Every one of my doctors is now younger than me.
Oh wow.
Well, what's wrong?
Well, it means
with the old doctors, did they die?
You know what I'm realizing about this whole thing?
They retired.
Hugh, you're in such denial today.
I know.
What do you mean?
Well, you know why? I believe someone has a birthday coming up later this week.
Wait a minute.
It may be part of this.
What do you mean? Everybody
that says anything, you're like, what? Nah, that doesn't make it. Like,
that doesn't make me like, because my doctor is older than me, so that's probably why.
Well, would it make you feel old if he was younger than?
And they're 25.
No, I wouldn't make
30,
me feel
whatever.
Old.
I don't know how old you have to be, you know, by the time you get a medical school. But
I would question them. I would have questions.
Denial Douglas over here, man.
Wow, Joe, it's a good one. Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people were like, we'll get you in the mix for the league. Yeah, you're right, Kyle. Hugh is in denial.
I am not in denial.
It has something to do with the impending birthday coming up.
No, I'm not in denial.
Well, you kind of feel in the reality of things here. By the way, I know I was on Pickett Island alone by myself last week.
Yes.
I'm putting an extra flag in the ground.
What you got?
Well, in the 2 years Kenny Pickett was playing as a starter, right? The one thing he seemed to do pretty well with the Steelers, he led some game-winning drives. Like, he would stink it up for three quarters, and then they're doing a two-minute drill out here. He's bringing them right down the field.
He was stinking up, but then he had a two-minute drive.
I'm telling you, there's something about Pickett in the two-minute drill.
Tebow-esque?
Right down. Maybe.
I'm just saying,
if the Eagles need him to play and they're down four with 2 minutes to go,
don't be surprised.
On. Well, it's all I got right now. Don't be surprised if he leads a game on a drive. He's got a little moxie.
I'll let you
have that. One. All right, you wait. You hold this audio.
Kenny, two gloves.
He's got some moxie in a 2 minute drill. All right, 215-592-9494. Go back to all your phone calls on the Eagles and the Phillies. Reed Blankenship, when practice ends, they have a little bit of a longer one today. We'll sit down with us here in our Hitch RV. Plus, is there someone out there Dombrowski could add to maybe give a boost to the bullpen? We'll discuss it. Plus, we're looking for things that made you feel old or make you feel old for a spot in the midday show, Fantasy League. A lot to discuss. Who do you blame most for the Philly slide here? Is it the Stars? I'm blaming Harper the most. Is it Topper? Dombrowski, ready to come down? 215-592-949 for midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.